This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I don't think I like this.
Like what?
The way you run away after every time we make love.
Well, Alex, what difference does it make whether I leave now or in the morning? The fact is, I gotta go.
Well, you're not gonna leave now.
Oh, come on. Will you stop? Hey, Alex, come on. Jesus Christ, I mean, be reasonable.
What? Thank you, goodbye. Don't call me, I'll call you.
Come on now, we are adults, aren't we?
What's that supposed to mean?
I thought we'd have a good time.
No, you didn't. You thought you'd have a good time. You didn't stop for a second to think about me.
Look, Alex, I like you. And if I wasn't with somebody else, then maybe I'd be with you. But I am.
Please don't justify yourself as pathetic. You'd tell me to f*** off, I'd have more respect for you.
All right, then f*** off.
And you get out!
The Don and Mike Show. Yeah. Big mistake. Well, hi there, everybody. Big mistake. How the hell are you?
You know. Don and Mike Show.
Why can't we just be like that again? I know you feel it, too. I mean, what are you so afraid of?
Hey, just don't flatter yourself, Alex.
Go ahead, hit me. You can't f*** me. Why don't you just hit me?
Alex, lonely and very sad.
Don't you ever pity me,
small
bastard.
I'll pity you because you're sick.
Why? Because I won't allow you to treat me like some slut you can just bang a couple of times and throw in the garbage. What are you doing? Please, Dad, please don't go. I didn't mean it. Please, I'm sorry. I'll tell your wife. Takes a phone call.
That was funny.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's stay together.
So what can I get you?
You're doing the whole
Scotch,
thing. I love
vodka,
it.
Vodka. I just mentioned me in the.
Cut this shit, will you? Just cut it. I don't know what you're up to, but I'm gonna tell you it's gonna stop right now.
No, it's not gonna stop. It's gonna go on and on until you face up to your responsibilities.
What responsibilities?
I just want to be a part of your life.
Oh, this is the way you do it, huh? Showing up at my apartment?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I'm not gonna be ignored, Dad.
How about that, Jackson?
What do you think, Jackson?
That's pretty good.
Pinhead? Yeah.
That's before the roller coaster ride. Together. That's Call Joe. He is at a giant grocery store across the street where he's going to be giving us an instant exit poll.
Good. Let's find out what happens. Now, I understand that both McCain and Hillary are tracking well with some of the older demographics, so that should influence the outcome here where Joe is.
We'll certainly find out.
Where the average age, I believe, is 83.
We send Joe to a polling place, and like always, he couldn't find anybody that was voting.
Hello?
Hello. Now he's in his persona of, is it Buck? Is that the name? Buck?
Buck.
And you're going to be interviewing people at the supermarket?
Yes, I am.
All right there,
is it Buck. Is it busy out there?
What's my last name?
Buck Henry.
How about Burgundy?
Buck Burgundy.
I like that.
I'll try it again because, you know, all day. I might just give it a stab. Is it busy out at the supermarket?
What?
Hold on.
I'll be right with you.
I was trying to play his role for you, Mike.
Nobody's coming out right now.
That answers my question. Because he certainly didn't.
So, okay, yeah. I'm Buck Burgundy.
You could really even go inside the grocery store.
No, you can't go inside.
Yes, you can. You're doing a
public... You come on out here and go inside the store.
Tempting offer, Joe. I'm sure.
Where's his British accent?
I'm sure I could do it a lot better than you, dude. All you really got to do is walk up to people and ask them their opinion about who they're going to vote for.
Hello, my name is Buck Burgundy with CBS Radio. Could I ask you a couple of questions about the presidential race?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. Who will you vote for and why? Right here, my microphone. I should have a badge or something. Oh, sawed off.
He told her to saw it off.
Saw it off?
Sawed off. S-O-D, off. That's what the Brits
sawed
say.
Sawed off?
Sawed yeah. off.
Mm-hmm. God, what a bitch.
Well, that didn't go very well.
No.
What was happening out there, Picasso?
What happened exactly? What went on?
I was not able to follow the picture you were painting.
Huh?
She thought Joe ought to have a badge.
You want to go try it, Buzz?
I could.
Unless you want to go try it, stop trying to help him.
Okay. All right. Okay? All right.
Let him fall on his own merits.
All right.
Notice I didn't say let him rise or fall. Mm-hmm. Just let him fall. Let him fall hard to earth.
What's happening now?
Waiting for somebody to come out.
You see, the more awkward it is, the better it is.
Sorry, you don't have to answer my questions.
Is that lady still giving you a hard time?
Totally.
What's happening? Tell us what's happening. Try that.
Well nothing. She's reading her paper now.
Where is she reading a paper?
She's just having a cigarette and reading the paper.
Joe's at a grocery store now. He has a microphone flag that says CBS News on it. And we're just trying to get him to do some kind of polling.
Do you think perhaps he'd be more successful now if we had him chuck the British accent? Because he was at least getting people responding to him without
the British accent. Hello, my name is Buck Burgundy with CBS Radio.
Or not.
Can you answer some questions for me? He'd rather not.
Well, did you hear what we were just discussing about chucking the British accent?
Well, we can do that.
Yeah, let's try that. Why don't you just go back to being just Joe?
All right. These people are assholes.
What was that?
Hi, my name is Joe Arndt. You're with CBS Radio. Can I ask you a few questions about the election?
Sure.
Here we go. Who will you vote for and why?
I already voted for Hillary. I like her health care policy, and I think she's right-handed at the job.
Do you think that Mike Huckabee's use of steroids gives him an unfair advantage?
I don't know.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
I think you should try to go to rehab.
Thank you for your time.
There you go. That's how it's done.
That's exactly how it's done.
There you
textbook
go.
And based on our polling today, we have a landslide for Hillary.
I think so. Joe, anybody else you can talk to?
In Rockville.
Let's see. Yes, I've got some people coming up.
Right on.
People coming up right now.
See, Buzz, it's like with a kid. You got to take the wheels off the bicycle at some point and push the kid down the street. And sure, he might run into the tree, but he might learn how to get his
Hello,
balance.
Hello, my name is Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions about the election? No.
You've got to tell them you're doing an instant CBS News poll.
Oh, that'll work. Hold on.
I love it when you're condescending towards me. That's beautiful. Because that's the only thing holding us back. I'm positive. Thanks, Joe.
Stress the urgency, the now, the live, the everything.
Hi, my name is Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio, conducting an instant access carnation breakfast poll.
Ad-libbing.
Come on, Joe.
Did they turn you down?
Hi, I'm Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions about the election or not?
Did they keep walking by you?
I'm doing an instant poll.
An instant poll.
Would anybody like to participate in my live instant poll?
And then you could probably kick it right into "Don't You Wish You Were Me."
I wish he hadn't left his script in the parking lot.
Yeah.
No, I think this is just the Rockville Giants crowd. These are the same people we deal with every time we come out here.
But Joe, you've decided that was going to happen before it started. Let's buck the trend.
Oh, hi, I'm Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio, conducting an instant poll on the election.
What happened?
She walked away.
Are most of the people old or young?
It's actually been about half and a half.
Yeah, right. Because at this hour, the sun has gone down.
I just realized.
True. Yeah, the elderly are back in their homes.
They're back in their boxes of dirt.
No, the elderly, if you want to get 80% elderly, you go at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We could just send them to Starbucks or Barnes & Noble, or there's 8 million stores over there.
You know what? I think that's a good idea for the younger demographics. Send them down the street to the Starbucks.
Sure. You know what I don't get is that it's a grocery store.
Yeah.
And there are people walking in and out constantly.
It's a sea of activity over there.
And
it's a beehive.
They're walking past me constantly. They don't want to participate.
They're afraid of you?
Joe, you just got to you've got the big mic flag that says CBS
News. Well, it's
News
Joe,
it.
Too.
I don't know what to tell you.
It would require a total overhaul.
I'm Joe Andrew with CBS Radio. Can I ask you a couple of questions about the election? Come on.
I like that he keeps
out.
The British lilt. Just
who will you vote for and why?
Obama.
Do you think that Mike Huckabee's use of steroids gives him an unfair advantage?
I have no idea about that.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, I want everybody to vote for Obama.
Thank you for your time.
What was that?
Was that not
was that a human being?
Was
ask
that,
if he's a citizen.
Was that Nana from Ghana?
Yeah.
I don't think that one should be voting.
Stop it. Behave yourself.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He's a citizen, Rob.
I'm sure. Me too.
Anybody else at all, Joe?
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
It's only one of the biggest grocery stores in
Excuse
America.
Me, sir. My name is Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. Can I ask you a couple questions about the election?
Yeah.
Who will you vote for and why?
I've already voted. I voted for Obama.
Do you think that Mike Huckabee's use of steroids gives him an unfair advantage?
I don't know anything about that.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Not really.
Thank you for your time.
You can tell this guy piss off.
Sawed off. The British way. Sawed off. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. Tell him.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. Yell it out the front. Piss off!
I love
Excuse me, sir. My name is Joe.
JWA, Joe with attitude.
A couple of questions about the election. Egg.
Hey, How are we doing with the elderly out there? Because I haven't heard a real old person.
They're all gone, just like you said. I think they're in bed. They're
back
in
their caskets.
Yeah.
Did you just call some guy a fag?
They're taking a bath in their caskets.
Did you call a guy a fag?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he looked like one.
Oh, that is the criteria.
There you go. Yeah.
What does a fag
That's all you
look,
need.
What's a fag look like, Joe?
I don't really know. I don't hang around them.
Damn.
Excuse me, ma'am. My name is Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions about the election? Yeah.
She said sorry.
Joe?
Yes.
What?
God. A lot of people coming in and out?
Hi, sir. My name is Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions about the election? Oh, come on.
Oh, dear. Now he's mine.
You look influential.
God, Joe. Joe, aren't people going to the grocery store now because of the impending ice storm?
Yeah. It's the eggs, milk, and bread crowd.
Has the eggs, milk, and bread. Has the traffic picked up since you've been out there?
Hi, ma'am.
The...
My name is Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio.
He loves doing
a couple
that.
Of questions
he
about
loves
the
doing that to me more than life itself.
Wow, these people are uptight.
Joe, is it picking up out there?
Joe?
Joe!
Yes.
Is it picking up out there, goddammit?
What?
Forget it.
All right, Joe. Job well done.
Thank you.
You weren't hit, were you?
No.
Okay, good. That's good news. Anyone else who can try it all, Joe? Otherwise, it's a waste of this beautiful news music.
What makes a Nazi?
All right, Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl champions. I'm Joe Ardinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions about the presidential race?
Sure.
Who will you vote for and why?
Here we go.
So far, I haven't voted. I'm going right now.
Who are you going to vote for?
Mostly... Hillary Clinton.
Do you think that Mike Huckabee's use of steroids gives him an unfair advantage?
Not really.
Do you have a message for Amy Winehouse?
Good luck and, to the future.
Thank you for your time.
To the future.
That's it. Our country is in good hands.
Tell them to sew off or
sod off.
Sod off. All right. Bye, Joe.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
By you mental cripple.
Get out of here.
God's sakes. And Buzz, you're so nice. I urge you the next time you want to help Joe, just call Jerry and donate to his telephone.
I was trying to help you.
Just put the pennies in the little thing.
There's no helping Joe.
Joe Schieffer.
What?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sure is calling.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what you guys should do is find out if there's a payphone outside where Joe is and call it and have Joe come to the payphone.
You know, we really didn't need the help today.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but we're going to file that idea.
Thank you, Little Joe.
Little Joe.
L-I-L.
Little Joe. Joe begats Joe.
L-J. Hello, Don and Mike show. Joe's having Joe's.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fist fight between Hillary Clinton and John McCain?
Now, listen, you have to give us $50 because that's our new deal with bad jokes.
Yeah, do you have a punchline for this joke?
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
See, I didn't think he did.
I think he's just posing a question.
What you're experiencing here is the Joe factor.
Hey, Tony Romo for president.
And then mispronounce Tony Romo. See, this is the factor. This is little Joe. This is little Joe the second.
Would this be J3?
This is J3.
The triple J.
Did you enjoy the Joe segment, sir?
All right. Cowboys 08. I gotta go.
Right. He's focused, at least.
Cowboys 08.
He's got lots to do.
You got it. Right on, brother.
I have made a determination. I will not be asking anyone else a question on the show.
What?
That's on a telephone anymore.
I'll tell you, based on the results that we had.
Yes, let's get our final results.
Hillary's the winner.
Sounds like it.
Hillary has won in a landslide today on our Joe poll.
Hillary had about 7 or 8.
Yes.
Barack Obama had like 4 or 5, I guess.
Right. I guess it's not a landslide, but it's a convincing victory.
Yes. Huckabee had a couple, and so did McCain.
It was almost tied with those guys, didn't you think?
Yeah.
So based on that, I would say you're safe to count on the opposite being true in every real election.
So we would declare who the winner then? Barack Obama?
Rudy Giuliani.
The American people.
We have officially declared Rudy Giuliani the winner.
Mike, it's just him.
Fred Thompson is making
records. That's terribly exciting, Rob.
The winner is the listener.
Mm-hmm. Oh, always. Always.
Our valued customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're calling to say thank you.
Oh, good.
For a day of wonderful entertainment.
That's nice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please stop with the kudos. Hello? Yes, I know, darling. It's
Chuck Norris does not get frostbite. Chuck Norris bites frost.
That's a Huckabee supporter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm so glad you got him off the radio because I almost ran headfirst right into a telephone pole with my big truck.
Everybody loves us, Mike. People are calling now to say, well done, fellas.
You are very welcome.
You're welcome, Carl.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hillary Clinton, does she have a fresh daisy or a stinky daisy?
It's just like we like our food. Well done. Well done, fellas.
Well done. Hey, and that was also the answer to that last question.
Hello, Don and Mike show about Hillary's daisy.
Sure. Well done.
Well done. Maybe a little too well done.
Yeah, a little too well. Once it was rare.
A little crispy.
Blackened.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Joe.
She needs some odd Jew for that.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, Joe.
Appreciate the feedback.
Our winner.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern. Sure.
Congratulations, Fred.
Don and Mike Outpoll show, Fred Thompson. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. You guys remember me?
Who?
Huh?
What?
Did we make a movie? Did we make a home movie with you?
No. I called you guys a couple weeks ago. It's a charming yet retarded caller.
Oh, you're the one who's only sometimes retarded. You sent me some pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the lady that looks like she might have Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Who pretends to be
retarded.
Hold
on, Rob saw pictures of her.
I did. I think I have them saved. It's not Down syndrome looking. No, you're not.
No,
that's not how you look.
Bad.
What?
It's not that bad.
No.
I kind of exaggerate a little.
Or not.
And what can we do for you today?
I was just calling to say hi.
I like the picture where you had all the makeup on.
Huh?
Rob, you're killing us with this. You really should share the pictures with us.
I do believe I have them saved. But we should break, and I can show you the pictures when we come back.
Okay, Rob.
You can even show them pictures.
That's right.
I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it again. I might be making a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
Did you vote today?
Huh?
I'm done. I swear to God. Between everything else.
Uh-huh. I don't think you sound retarded, and I bet you don't look retarded.
I don't look that bad.
How tall are you?
How tall am I?
Don't worry about it. You don't have to answer.
Mike, you seem upset. I want you to think. It's not a problem with the gun. It's a problem with the target.
I understand.
Of the people you're asking the questions to.
I understand.
All right, darling. Thanks for checking in.
I'll show your photos in the next segment.
Okay.
Thanks for coming. Call again.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to show them the video.
Show the video.
You said video.
That I
all. Yeah, there's a really goofy video of me and a friend singing a very dumb song.
Cool. You and friends?
Yeah, my friends who introduced me to you guys.
Wonderful.
Seems out of breath.
Not quite retarded. How did you describe yourself? You said that you had a face like
a facial issue.
What's the name of your syndrome again? The right side of your face?
Golden Horror.
Golden Horror?
It's GOLDENHAR. Golden Horror.
Golden Horror.
Golden Horror.
Like casino. Right.
Sounds like something you find in a greenhouse.
Sounds like a cigarette.
I don't
taste the fiber.
Do you occasionally blow air out of your mouth really violently?
No, I walk it really fast.
Oh, you're walking.
She's
fast.
Walking.
All right.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I have to go to my grandma's.
See?
How is she doing, huh?
She's doing much better, actually.
Good.
Are you wearing, like, a little red riding
hood? I'm wearing a red jacket and a red shirt.
Going to grandma's house.
Are you wearing a slightly retarded bra?
No. Hey, at least I'm not skipping.
Is your hair very short? Do you keep your hair short?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have, like, bangs?
I look like a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, a 15-year-old boy. Okay.
Do your boobs look like a woman's boobs or a teenage boy's boobs?
Actually, I have a pretty nice breast, actually, I must say.
Ah, very. Well, that's nice to hear.
I kind of showed them in one of the pictures. You'll see.
Good.
Oh, I can't wait to see the pictures.
Rob, you didn't tell us she sent us pictures of her boobs?
I don't see any pictures of her boobs.
Well, I know. I didn't show boobs, but I kind of pushed them up a little.
Oh, a little cleavage?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good.
How about your
I dressed all girly for Halloween. I thought you guys would get a kick out of it.
She dressed all girly.
How about your old Daisy? How's that?
Oh, that's a yes.
Are you fresh as a Daisy down there?
I'm fresh as a Daisy.
Landing strip?
Huh?
Landing strip?
Sure.
Do you shave down there? Have you ever shaved down there?
I did once upon a time. It itches.
Yeah.
Before you proceed with this conversation, I was able to print out a picture.
Oh, good.
And you may want to see it.
Good thing.
Of course we
immediately. But you have to agree with me. It really doesn't look like Down syndrome.
Sister Golden.
Hold on. You're walking fast right now?
I tried to
slow down
a little.
Tried to tell you.
You know what?
I'm sorry if I sound like I'm in a porno. Sorry.
Look at this. I think you'd be like me, Mike. You just want to hang up.
Oh, wow. I think you're cute.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Very
thank
nice.
You.
I like it. Do you have that spiked hair all the time?
I feel bad.
I'm sorry?
Do you have that spiked hair all the time?
It's hard to make
pretty
me feel bad.
Pretty much of the time.
Okay. All right.
She's a great caller.
I feel like Ginger Ale.
And who do you vote for today?
I voted for Obama.
Ah.
Can you see out of your right eye?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. All right. Just check.
Yeah, I'm blind and deaf on the right side.
Blind and deaf on the right side? Well, you speak very well for that condition.
Thank you.
You could play an extra in a zombie movie.
I would be great at that.
I hope it's not a 3D zombie movie.
I do want to ask Mike a favor.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Ask away.
One of these days.
Yes.
I ask Charlie to do a Charlie Graham for me.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Charlie will definitely do a Charlie Graham for you.
One of these days, I would love for you guys to call my friend Chris. She listens every day.
Okay.
Very good.
We'll do that. Absolutely.
Very
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Nice talking to you guys. Have
you
a good
too.
Time.
Keep in touch.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
She's going to let you guys go.
Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye.
I feel bad.
I got more pictures to show you, but that's just the one I wanted to point out for you.
All right. There you go. That's why you were acting all odd and
look
stuff.
At that.
Well, I was trying to be as pleasant as possible.
Okay.
But you have to agree, it doesn't look like Down syndrome.
No, it doesn't. No, she's got some issues.
She has a great
She's
attitude.
Got a lot of issues. She does have a great
attitude.
Attitude,
great caller.
I never
Would you
once,
like the picture back?
I'd like to say that the time we spoke to her this time and last time, I never once implied she was overweight.
All right, here's the question. We've seen the picture.
Uh-huh.
How many beers?
How many you got?
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You've answered
Come
the question.
On. How many beers?
I'd like to see a bigger picture, and I'd like to see a better picture.
Mm-hmm. In color.
That's a small black and white picture, and you know, there's not a lot going on there.
She almost looks.
And like, you know, hey, what were you saying? Excuse me. I quote the great Don Geronimo, who once said, "You don't F the face,
well, you, sure
you F the personality."
Sure
and
don't.
I think we can all agree she's got a great personality.
Wonderful.
That. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be the only one to see she looks like she just got out of the ring with Mike Tyson. You know the way those boxers look.
Yes,
right
she's
after,
got. Well,
right
that's
the
whole.
Fight.
That's the syndrome that she's got.
Golden
she knows it more than anybody else. She's aware of it.
Disfigures the right side of the face.
Oh, I feel bad now.
You mustn't. Let me find the picture where she put on the makeup.
Okay. All right.
Then
very
we'll
good.
But we must break.
And the push-up bra.
I don't know that she sent that one.
Oh, okay. Hope she does.
Well, let's look.
Maybe she thought it was on the right side of the.
One hell of an election day, I'll tell you that. One hell of a day. Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
You know, Don, all things considered, I think she would have done a better job at the polling place.
So do I. Well, Buzz.
Yes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi. You're not. That's just a
Being
joke.
Careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Not me. And, hi, everybody. This is the news.
There we go. You do have some election results, don't you, Buzz, or whatever.
It's too early for results, but we've got a lot of good
I'm
stuff
sorry.
To talk about.
Look what he's doing.
I've got an itch.
Look what he's doing. He was doing that. I'm sorry. I lost my place.
I understand.
It makes me think of Gary Rosnick. This is a guy we used to work with that had Bell's palsy, which makes your face kind
of
paralyzed.
Happened to one of my counselors.
It's what that young lady had
kind
going
of similar,
on.
Yeah.
She got balls, though. Calling the radio. She knows what her deal is.
A great spirit.
I feel bad. I feel bad. I'll say that. I feel bad.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't. She had a per. She knows the score. She had a perfectly good time coming on this show.
Always
great
does.
Energy and great wit.
You feel bad. You know what? I understand why you feel bad. You feel bad in the way that you feel bad whenever you decide that you really don't want to bang somebody. That we can all understand that.
I love it when you can read my mind, Mike.
That's right. It's disappointment, really.
That's all it is.
It's disappointment.
It's total disappointment.
Right.
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
I'm ready.
Stand by, Buzz.
I like rape.
Mr. Vargas. I'm sorry. My mind's racing.
See, now, yeah.
My mind is racing
you're
a little
not,
bit.
You're not helping.
I know I'm not.
You're not no. helping.
I know
now.
I'm not at all. No. But you know what? The reason I'm doing this.
Draw some doodles now, Mike.
I know that she is laughing with us.
That's right.
I know
does.
She is.
That's why I feel bad.
She's the
maybe
first.
Maybe she is and maybe she is.
Oh, I think she is. She's
maybe.
Cool. What's her name?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know her name. All right.
I have her email.
Yeah. Okay. We'll look there.
Send her an email.
Thanks, Rob. I'll pass.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
All right. Is Joe back?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Don.
Well, you suck today. You were just awful today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stand by, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.